Okay, so Parami here. On the last full day of the Preceptors College meeting for this November. And through this last week, 10 days, we've been doing various little interviews and chats and catching up with people from different parts of the world. So this afternoon, I have the pleasure of having a little catch-up with Barry Davey and Dharmanandi, who are here visiting us from New Zealand. So they're part of the Women's Ordination Training team, and they are the two of the three public preceptors who work with the women in New Zealand and Australia. So would you like to just say hello and introduce yourselves?
Well, hello, I'm Barry Davey, and like you said, most of my involvement in Te Rātnā and is involved with the Women Training for Ordination, and well, not just in New Zealand, but Australia as well, because we work over the area.
Dharmanandi?
Oh, hello, I'm Dharmanandi. Yes, I work mostly with the women who have asked for ordination and have been doing so really all my order life.
Which is how many years?
It's 29 years now. 30 years.
Not a bad record. Yeah. And you, Barry Davey?
Well, I've been ordained, I think, 27 years. Mm. And similarly, I've been working in this area, well, as well as other things as well, because I was very involved with the Wellington Centre for the first 10 years of my order life. Mm.
So, veritable seniors, elders of our order. So maybe just we could start by saying a little bit about this meeting, because it's a long way for you to come from New Zealand. It's the other end of the earth from us here, feels like a long way away. So how, you know, is it worth coming?
Well, it's certainly worth coming, because we do feel very far removed from the sort of hub of things, from the UK, where most of the sort of college members live, not all of them, but a good number of them. We do keep very much in touch, I mean, especially these days, because the meetings are well monitored, and a lot of the study and talks and presentations get recorded, and we listen to those on the preceptor's website. And also we keep in touch because Parami visits us regularly, so she brings the flavour of the college to us and our sort of part of the world. But there's nothing like being here in person, of course, and just meeting people sort of face to face. It's really great, yeah.
Well, I think it's very important also for the other members of the college, you know, to get a sense of what's happening in other parts of the world. So we've heard from India on this particular meeting. We had a whole day on India. But I was thinking that also it'd just be really good to make sure that every time somebody comes from the Southern Hemisphere, there's space in the meeting for us to hear from you. Mm. So, Dharmanandi, you've been on a couple of colleagues. You've both been over for a couple of meetings, two or three meetings?
This is my third one, yeah. Yes.
And my third one as well, but one of them is the one in India.
In India, yeah. Of course, yeah. So, any comments on how it's been, specifically this meeting? Anything you've enjoyed particularly or not?
I suppose on the second one I came on, we had 3 days of study with Subhuti, and I did very much enjoy that. This meeting seems to have been more content to discuss. And that's valuable too, of course, but I think study is is part of the meeting. Well, for me that was quite a sort of vital part of it, really.
I guess this time we had the India Day. And we had a day on sadhana, which kind of, I guess, took the slots that would normally be for study.
They were very good too. Yeah,
do you want to say a little bit about either of them?
It's really good to hear, it's good for us to sort of be here, and it's also good to hear from those parts of the world also that we don't you have that much contact in, like India, so it was really good to sort of hear how things were for them. And very good also to just, well, to talk about sadhana, and then we were just sort of talking. We spent time in the shrine room as well, so
Anything particular from those days that struck you, Dominandi?
I think, you know, yes, I mean, very good to hear from the Indian public preceptors with the sorts of issues that they deal with in India and how they go about it. As far as the sadhana day goes, I mean, sadhana is something which is quite close to my heart and which I think about quite a lot. so yeah, that was a day that I very much enjoyed.
Yeah, me too. And anything from the discussions that you feel has been particularly stimulating that you take home?
Gosh, there's been so much. I'm sort of fishing around as to think, well, what was it that we discussed or what particular thing? But
well, what about, like, yeah, the last few days, a couple of days ago, we had a whole lot of input on the lineage of inspiration.
Yes.
And the importance of that to keep things alive.
Very, very, inspiring and significant, really. Yeah, I mean, I was... have always found those lineages an important teaching, actually. But I guess the lineage of inspiration was something that, well, I had a sort of intuition for, but, maybe it's something that you can't really put into words anyway, but I certainly hadn't sort of articulated it in any way. But actually sort of hearing it spoken of, and actually one of the things that I think Subhuti was saying, was it Subhuti, that actually it's the lineage of inspiration that really fuels the other lineages. Mm. And without them, actually, they don't have that sort of the meaning and sort of profundity. It's the lineage of inspiration that brings a sort of transcendental into the others, really. So that was something that I found an important kind of insight, I guess, and revelation.
It sort of links in, I think, with the paper on the superpersonal force. I think myself and everybody who I studied that with, which was most in my chapter, I think we all found that paper inspiring and sort of, yes, that's what it's about. I know a few people felt relief in a way when they read that paper, and I think, you know, this lineage of inspiration really ties in with that and what can I say, fills it out, really.
Yeah, because those are the three lineages, practices, teaching, responsibility.
Yeah.
In a way, they're, as you say, they're fueled by that lineage of inspiration, and also they're channels for it.
Because it does need expression, doesn't
exactly,
it, as well?
I felt very fired up by that, and I agree, Dharmanandi, it definitely felt to me like it was very much connected with that sense of the superpersonal force, the bodhicitta, the kind of what I think some of us, and this would be true for both of you as well, those of us who were around in quite early days and had the chance to hear Bhante speak and been in seminars with Bhante, it was like that was kind of what was there, even before those other forms shaped up.
Like, it was there in his voice, wasn't it?
So I guess one of the things I come away from with that is, well, for us as public preceptors, to really have confidence that we can bring that lineage to people and keep it alive, and you know, how important that is for us to have our own inspiration, but that something as well about the collective aspect of that lineage seemed important.
And you can see, I think, you know, you very much sort of see that in the sort of life of Eddie Starner as well. I mean, that is the expression of it, but behind that there is this sort of inspired vision, really.
Well, I guess the name Eddie Starner.
It's
very connected, isn't it, with that lineage of inspiration, because that's what bubbles up from having Banty here, and a place that can hold that. So, also wanted to just ask you both a little bit about the work that you do in the Southern Hemisphere. So maybe you could just tell us a little bit. You know, you said you work over both Australia and New Zealand. At the moment, there's three women public preceptors resident there. Hopefully, it won't be too long before we have some more. But for the moment, you guys are it. So, do you tell us a bit about how that's been over the last years?
Well, it's been an evolving sort of process, and actually, one that's where that's sort of developed quite rapidly. Actually, it was that we did our first ordinations in New Zealand in 2007, and since that time, we've actually ordained into the New Zealand and Australian Sangha 32 women, and Well, one was actually ordained at Akashivana, about 32 women from the area. So that, when I did some calculations just the other day, that's more than 60% of the order, actually. Of Dhammacharinis. I'm just talking about the woman's situation here. And and then next year we plan another ordination retreat, and we're thinking that perhaps, you know, in next year or the year after, that we'll have another eight women ordained into the region. So,
No, it's fantastic, isn't it? And you think, just how much has developed in that time. And that's quite an interesting statistic, isn't it? 60%.
And we now have 9 private preceptors,
Wow.
Yeah.
Well done. So I did a little audio thing with two of the women from that had been on a Going for Refuge training retreat in Australia recently, one from New Zealand and one from Australia. And they were both just so appreciative of the work that gets done, you know, on those retreats and things. So, let's say a little bit about your sequences of retreats that you do for the women who are training for ordination. Because it's kind of changed a bit, hasn't it?
It's changed.
Or changing.
But we always run a national, so that's for Varadevi and I, that's a New Zealand Going for Refuge retreat. We run one of those, and then every 2 years there's the Australasian retreat. And then about every 3 years, it's about every 3 years, a month-long ordination retreat. In between times, you know, we're seeing women, certainly in Auckland, we run a once a month Sunday morning group for the women, and the Thames women come up for that. And that's just been very, very successful, and has sort of brought them together sort of as a Going for Refuge Sangha, really. And one can see the links and friendships developing amongst those women.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I think that's something that... So I've been visiting the area, I think, for maybe about 8 years or something, 9 years, every year. And I'm really struck by how well the women know each other. You know, really strong friendships and links, and very strong networks of Kalyana Mitrata. It's very lovely to see. And I guess that's strengthened by those yearly coming together. And also I get the impression that people make friendships across the Tamsin, the Tasman. You know, there's quite strong links from New Zealand and Australia.
Because of that that sort of biennial kind of event that we were
I think people in Northern Hemisphere don't realise quite how far apart they are.
No, that's right. It's 3 hours in a plane, isn't it? It's across the ditch, as we call it.
Yeah,
it's a
ditch.
Pretty big ditch.
It's a big ditch. It's a bigger ditch
bigger
than the channel.
Yeah, that's right.
Certainly is. I'm always struck by the distances that people are willing actually to cover.
Mm-hmm. In Australia itself is a huge place. Yeah. I mean, it's a couple of hours from sort of east to west, really, in a plane.
In a plane, yeah. Well, when I was there recently, I was staying in Sydney and I went to Adelaide to give a talk. And it's longer, it's further on the plane from Sydney to Adelaide than from London to Valencia.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think people just don't quite register.
No,
2.5 hours or something on the plane. Yeah, well, just I think, you know, coming in and visiting, what I really see is how much work you guys have done, guys in the generic sense. And, you know, it's, I don't know about you, but I became a public preceptor, I think around the same time. I had no idea what I was letting myself in for.
Yeah.
I don't know if you felt that.
Yeah. Well, it's...
it has developed. The role has developed anyway.
Yeah.
So we've just had to keep on expanding as the idea of what a public preceptor is expands and develops.
Mm.
So I guess as well that's why it's great that, you know, we can have meetings where somebody from your area can come so that we do keep, because as you say, it is an ever-evolving, shifting kind of thing. And
responsibility,
And to actually be here for discussions, I imagine, is quite different from just getting minutes eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, as I said before, it's really important for us to get your perspective on things. So anyway, thank you very much. So any last comments?
Well, there's just one thing I would like to say as well, is that, you know, and running these retreats in Australasia, I mean, it's not just the three of us public preceptors.
Yeah.
We've got a really good team of women that are also involved in that. And most of actually who have become or appointed are private preceptors. But, yeah, so we've really built up a really, really good team of women doing that. And it's, they play a large part. And,
The success of the woman entering the order. That's great. And even some quite young Dharmacharinis playing their part in that, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, coming and organising the retreat.
They do, People are involved at all levels, really.
Yeah. I think that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, well done.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Over and out.